Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
512 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, feeling pretty darn good this Thursday afternoon. Thanks so much for having us on. Yeah, we're getting ready for a lot of sports activity. Got a high school football game being played tonight as well. We'll have a college game to talk about tonight. That's coming a little bit later in the hour. Right now, let's look at three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Number one.
So far, we've made it through the peak of hurricane season. Strong, dry, and dusty air has limited storm development. I was just looking at the graphics a few moments ago. You know why we're not getting the bad weather like Central and South Florida is? That Saharan dust layer is sitting right on top of Pensacola and protecting us from this this really wet weather that's going on over the rest of the peninsula. NAC forecasters say when the season starts to ramp up, the region from the Caribbean into the Southern Gulf was going to be that area to watch. As of today, the Atlantic Basin showing calm conditions. Forecasts show no tropical activity is anticipated in the Gulf of America over the next 7 days.
Number two.
And animal services fees are scheduled to increase in Santa Rosa County. Commissioners voting today on a new fee structure, updating the ordinance adopted in 2019. Redemption fees will see the largest change, as the ordinance also aims to provide consistency for fines related to animal control violations. If the measure is approved, the revised fees will become effective October 1st.
Number three.
Residents are encouraged to register their home surveillance cameras, which are useful in investigations, due to their increasing presence. Currently, about 600 homeowners in Escambia County have registered their cameras. Sheriff Chip Simmons says more registrations are needed, as the cameras currently available have proven to be really effective.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, Kim McChesney will reportedly not be returning as assistant principal at Gulf Breeze Elementary School. The P&J reports that Bobby Luter has been appointed as the new permanent assistant principal for the school. This comes after McChesney's son Matthew was arrested on multiple charges, including possession of child porn, but he was still allowed to participate in the senior walk despite having confessed to authorities weeks prior. McChesney has been on paid administrative leave since August 4th.
Okay, for the first time in 14 years, Warrington Prep Academy has improved its school grade to a C from a D. Now, this week, Florida Department of Education confirmed the school won its appeal after more than 40 students were miscounted on state test scores. The former Warrington Middle School was considered a failing school for more than a decade. I'll tell you one person that's real happy about this, Warrington Prep Principal Delvin Vick.
I'm just looking ahead. I'm not satisfied. I'm really not satisfied with the C. It feels good for the moment. And like I said, you can take a collective breath. But for me, I think Warrington deserves an A school. And can you imagine what that would mean for this community when we get there? I mean, I think it's just going to change a lot of people's perception about what can come out of this area.
Yeah, you go for it. Congratulations on a nice job. The school has put the plans to expand to the ninth grade on hold as they continue to work bringing those grades up. Of course, that's a great strategy to have. 515, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Thank you, sir. Let's see what we got here. Several spots to note, actually. Got some backups developing at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Also at the intersection of Pine Forest Road and 9 Mile Road. And on 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. Other spots include I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. And Davis Highway, right as you're merging with Scenic Highway in front of UWF's main entrance. Another spot. If you are traveling southbound on Blue Angel Parkway towards Dog Track Road, no confirmation of an accident or anything, but a heavy wave of congestion in that area. And those spots are just in Pensacola. We've also got some issues developing on Highway 90 if you are traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, sitting at around 90 degrees, that's how it's been for a while. Low of 72 tonight. 90 is actually going to be the high for the next several days. Sunny, mostly clear every step of the way.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Okay, based on results from the National Assessment of Educational Progress Test, Florida's fourth graders scored above the national average in math, reading, science, and writing, while eighth graders earned higher scores in writing. In contrast, eighth graders in Florida had lower scores in math and reading, and 12th graders received lower math scores compared to students nationally. Did you follow that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well enough. And Florida's Attorney General speaking out following the assassination of Charlie Kirk at a university campus in Utah. James Othmeyer says Kirk, a conservative influencer, was all about open debate. He urged schools here in Florida to continue to hold political events. However, he said more security will be needed to keep guests safe.
A Jacksonville black student who was dragged from his car and beaten by Florida officers has filed a federal lawsuit. Gary Baumgarten has the details on News Radio 92.3.
22-year-old William McNeil claims his civil rights were violated when Jacksonville, Florida sheriff's deputies punched him and dragged him from the car during a traffic stop. Prosecutors determining what they did was not a crime. McNeil's attorneys claim the sheriff's department racially profiles and engages in illegal or excessive use of force. The sheriff says a video clip of the last part of the traffic stop that went viral only tells a part of the story. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
And one person is dead, five others injured following a mass shooting early this morning in Tampa. Police Chief Lee Burkaw says that this happened at an apartment complex in the 6,000 block of Woodville Street and that three of the victims were found at the complex. Police picked up two others nearby and a sixth came to the hospital later. Burkaw says the five surviving victims are cooperating with the investigation and they believe this may have stemmed from a previous dispute.
Okay, the special agent who opened fire on a man accused of plotting to assassinate President Trump in Florida before last November's election, well, he's testified at trial in Fort Pierce. Jessica Rosenthal was there and files this report.
Secret Service Special Agent Robert Fracano was ahead of President Trump on his West Palm Beach golf course last September, scanning the hole ahead. He said he noticed abnormalities in the fence line. There appeared to be a face, a weapon barrel, and Humvee-type plates like he used to see in the Marines being used for armor. He thought the individual at first was homeless, but then he realized the barrel of an AK was pointed at his face. On cross-examination, Ryan Ruth, who is representing himself, asked if he could have raised the gun and fired at the agent that day. Fracano replied, "I don't know what your mindset was that day." Ruth opened by asking the agent if it was good to be alive. Fracano said yes, it was. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Oh, what a weirdo. All right. And attorneys representing Oren and Alan Alexander, the twins accused of federal and state sex crimes, including a gang rape on Miami Beach, were in court today. The defense says they're not ready for trial because the state is slow to turn over evidence, while Miami-Dade Judge Lodi Jean says the parallel prosecutions benefit both sides. The Alexander brothers are accused in civil, state, and federal court of drugging, raping, and sex trafficking women in Florida, New York, Colorado, and even Mexico and Russia. The judge set up another hearing for December 4th.
Redistricting plans supported by Republicans are progressing in Texas and Missouri. Well, Florida officials may also consider similar actions. House Speaker Daniel Perez has scheduled a meeting of the Select Committee on Congressional Redistricting for October, while the Senate has yet to begin discussions on redistricting.
All right. And lastly here, Governor Ron DeSantis remembering the victims of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. During an event in Palm Harbor today, the governor said it's important to teach future generations about the heroism and sacrifice that was shown that day, and also promoted unity in the face of modern challenges. Just about 5:20 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a few minutes with some of your hardest hitting national headlines for you, along with another quick check of the roads and weather, of course, before we send you off into Fox News' bottom of the hour update right here on News Radio 92.3.
Looking for the best in flooring? At Jonathan's Flooring, you can select beautiful luxury vinyl plank flooring with the texture of wood, waterproof, and longer lasting. Jonathan's Flooring offers the most affordable pricing, first-class workmanship and installation, with a large selection of tile, carpet, or the latest in luxury vinyl plank flooring. Performance and sustainability is what makes Jonathan's Flooring the best choice for your floors. Stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hey, it's Flint Lockwood here from Swallow Falls. My friends and I have just discovered these amazing living foodimals. But wait, we've also discovered a crisis that needs our help. According to my calculations, 1 in 5 kids in America struggles with hunger. That's almost 17 million kids. Our mission is to help solve hunger by teaming up with the Feeding America Network to get food to kids facing hunger in communities across the country.
Feeding America is a nationwide network of food banks, helping connect children and families who face hunger to billions of pounds of food, reaching shelters, schools, and community centers in every county in America, including yours. Help Flint and the Feeding America Network of Food Banks get food to the people who need it in your community. Find your local Feeding America food bank at feedingamerica.org/hunger.
Together, we're feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
All of your local news and talk from dependable host Andrew McKay on your morning drive with Pensacola Morning News, 5 to 9 on News Radio 92.3.
Turn you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, consumer prices rose modestly last month. There are new signs now that the job market could be slowing. Here's Jenny Casola with the numbers.
The prices you pay, the consumer price index, rose slightly more than expected in August, up 0.4%. The CPI readings are mixed. Core CPI, excluding food and energy, rose just 0.3%. For the year ending in August, CPI was up 2.9%, up 3.1% for core CPI as expected. However, a separate report says the number of people signing up for unemployment benefits rose last week to 263,000, the most in nearly 4 years. Those remaining on benefits during the week ending August 30th also rose. Most economists expect the Fed to lower interest rates by 0.25% next week because of signs the job market is cooling. Jenny Coselda, Fox News.
All right, 524. Hillary Barsky explains the markets today with the numbers.
The major averages finishing at record highs, with the Dow closing above the 46,000 level for the first time ever. Inflation rose modestly last month, but at the same time, data showed that claims for unemployment benefits surged, signaling a cooling labor market and reinforcing bets that the Fed will slash interest rates at its meeting next week. Most all of the 11 S&P 500 sectors rose, with healthcare the best performer, while energy lagged. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Home Depot, and United Health. The Dow decliners, Boeing, Cisco, and Amazon. The Dow up 617 points, the Nasdaq higher by 157, S&P 500 up 55. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
525, Austin Price in and looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, let's see what we got here. Do have some backup still on Highway 90 if you're traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard and have several issues giving us trouble in Pensacola. This is going to be if you are at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway, or the intersection of Palafox Street and Burgess Road, or if you're on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, or on 9 Mile Road itself traveling westbound towards Palafox, or on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp. We got congestion pushing you back onto I-110 North there, so be on the lookout for all of those areas. And thank you for staying safe out there. Please continue to do so this evening. As for your weather, 90 degrees right now, going to be a low of 72, and it's going to be a high of 90 over the course of the next several days, actually. But with that, going to be coming sunny, mostly clear skies.
Okay, President Trump is making his way to New York to attend a game at Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. marking the 24th anniversary of the 9-1-1 terror attacks on the U.S. Nate Foy, he's outside Yankee Stadium this afternoon, filing this report on News Radio 92.3.
Outside the stadium, the security looks pretty normal. We're expecting that to ramp up in the next couple hours, but the Secret Service has been here for at least a day, making sure that the inside of the ballpark is ready to go for the president's visit. Of course, this is a location that has significance with 9/11, with former President George W. Bush throwing out the first pitch before Game 3 of the World Series back in 2001, shortly after the attacks. One of the most iconic first pitches ever. An inspiring moment that reflected the courage and resilience that President Trump spoke about at the Pentagon this morning. Last night, the Yankees held a moment of silence to honor Charlie Kirk following his assassination. The team put up a photo of Kirk on the Jumbotron with a message, quote, remembering Charlie Kirk.
All right, and a federal judge blocking the Trump administration from stopping social services to immigrants. Washington State led a coalition of 21 states and D.C. in filing the lawsuit. It argues the Trump administration incorrectly interpreted a decades-old law governing access to social services for non-citizens. It includes programs like Head Start, Title 10 family planning clinics, food banks, domestic violence shelters, adult education, and community health centers. The Trump administration can appeal.
Okay, MSNBC has reportedly fired one of its political analysts following comments he made about the shooting of conservative activist and Turning Point USA founder Charlie Kirk. Christina Coleman has the latest story.
It has been, well, nearly a quarter of a century, although it certainly does not seem that way. And again today, we saw the familiar, sacred, and sorrowful ceremony in which the 2,977 people who were murdered by radical Islamic terrorism were honored and remembered. One widow said 24 years seems like 24 minutes. The victim's name said proudly with emotion and love. Grandchildren spoke of grandparents they never knew. Today, the 9/11 death toll continues, though, to grow so many years after the attack. Many who were exposed to the toxic dust from the collapsed towers, well, they've come down with 9/11-linked illnesses.
This political contributor, Matthew Dode, made some controversial comments following Charlie Kirk's political assassination.
He's been one of the most divisive, especially divisive younger figures in this, who is constantly sort of pushing this sort of hate speech.
MSNBC quickly addressed how inappropriate it was, writing, quote, during our breaking news coverage of the shooting of Charlie Kirk, Matthew Dode made comments that were inappropriate, insensitive, and unacceptable. We apologize for his statements, as has he. There is no place for violence in America, political or otherwise.
Yeah, Chris, you know, I saw what the dude was trying to say with Charlie being divisive. Obviously, he was a very polarizing figure. But the thing is, when you're saying it in a context like that, it comes off very much like I'm blaming the victim. He was kind of asking for this. And that is just not the route to take.
Wrong place, wrong time.
Absolutely.
Okay, today, a moment of silence in Western Pennsylvania as the nation remembers the heroes aboard United Flight 93. Here's Jeff Manasso.
Bells of remembrance honoring 40 passengers and crew members aboard Flight 93, following a moment of silence and reflection to how the world changed on 9/11 and to the lives saved by strangers who came together as one.
Their decision to fight back against the terrorists who had hijacked their plane saved an untold number of lives and preserved the U.S. Capitol, the symbol and center of our democracy.
Flight 93 National Memorial Superintendent Stephen Clark, the crash site, now a national park that includes a wall of names and a 93-foot-tall monument of 40 wind chimes called the Tower of Voices. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Okay, thinking about doing the house buying or house selling journey? Let me give you some numbers that'll help you out. Mortgage News Daily reporting rates are holding steady. This afternoon, 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.29%. Average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage, 5.70%. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. A day after conservative activist Charlie Kirk was murdered while speaking at a Utah university, President Trump told the press he's more worried about the nation rather than his own safety.
We have a radical left group of lunatics out there, just absolute lunatics, and
we're going to get that problem solved. I'm only concerned for the country.
The president speaking before leaving the White House to attend a game at Yankee Stadium in New York tonight, marking the 24th anniversary of 9/11. Three people in the hospital after a school shooting in Evergreen, Colorado yesterday. Jefferson County Sheriff spokesperson Jackie Kelly says the alleged gunman was radicalized by an extremist group.
What we're learning is that based on some of the information that we're seeing about this suspect is that there's some, he was radicalized by some extremist network.
The shooter, a 16-year-old student at the school, died from self-inflicted wounds. America's listening to Fox News.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM. Own your moment. Make it legendary. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Last year, Notre Dame lost to NIU, and because of that, many were out of Marcus Freeman. And Marcus shut everyone up by finding a way to take his squad all the way to the national championship game. Now entering this season, many view Notre Dame as a title contender. And in week one, the Irish lost to a very good Miami team. Now the Irish welcome in A&M, and Marcus Freeman must win, or people start to jump back off the bandwagon. I'm Zach Gelb.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and check out all the exciting new ways you can make this pro football season unforgettable. Shoot your shot with same-game parlays, call your plays like a pro with live betting, or bet on a market you didn't know existed thanks to BetMGM Originals. You'll be on the edge of your seat from the very first snap, no matter what type of fan you are. Earn BetMGM rewards points on every bet. Take advantage of football offers found nowhere else, like a second chance on a first touchdown bet, and keep an eye out for rewards dropping in your account throughout the season. Never settle for the ordinary. Sign up today. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. Must be 21 years of age or older. Specific promotional offers are not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Lexus, BMW, Jaguar.
Where is the best place to take your vehicle for service and repair? That, my friend, is Matrix Auto Service, the future of auto service.
Porsche, Mercedes, Land Rover.
Their expert technicians provide top-notch service and repairs to all makes and models. At Matrix Auto Service, they pride themselves on transparency, honesty, and customer satisfaction with their number one goal, getting you back on the road quickly and safely. Matrix Auto Service, 5675 North Davis Highway.
When a storm is brewing, you need reliable information at your fingertips. Tune in to News Radio 92.3 for comprehensive hurricane coverage you can count on. Our team of anchors and reporters are in studio and at the County Emergency Operations Centers, bringing you live updates, safety tips, and emergency resources. From storm tracking to storm information, we've got you covered. Stay informed, stay safe. When the winds pick up, we're right there with you. News Radio 92.3, your trusted source during hurricane season.
ADX Communications, the family-owned broadcaster behind Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist, is looking for our next great electronics technician. You'll handle the installation, maintenance, and repair of studio and transmitter gear, network systems, and more, keeping our award-winning radio stations sounding their very best. We offer competitive pay, medical, dental, and vision coverage, a 401k with company match, plus paid vacation and holidays. If you have the skills, the drive, and the passion for serving our community, apply now at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX Communications, serving our communities and looking for you. If you love electronics, reach out today. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
I'm hungry for that sweet life, baby, with a real fine girl like you. I could almost taste it, baby, and sweet as wine.
Get all the news updates within 30 minutes right here on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Wanna own someday with a special
place up high, we can stay alone. This is Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Now, here's today's top three local trending stories. Number one.
Well, so far, we've made it through the peak of hurricane season. Strong, dry, and dusty air has limited storm development. NHC forecasters say when the season starts to ramp up, the region from the Caribbean into the southern Gulf will be the area to watch. As of today, the Atlantic Basin shows calm conditions. Forecasts show that no tropical activity is anticipated in the Gulf over the next 7 days.
Number two.
Animal service fees are scheduled to increase in Santa Rosa County. Commissioners are voting today on a new fee structure, updating the ordinance adopted back in 2019. Redemption fees will see the largest change, as the ordinance also aims to provide consistency for fines related to animal control violations. If the measures approve, the revised fees will become effective October the 1st.
Number three.
And residents are encouraged to register their home surveillance cameras, which are useful in investigations due to their increasing presence. Currently, 600 homeowners in Escambia have registered their cameras. Sheriff Chip Simmons says more registrations are needed as the cameras currently available have proven to be effective.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, Florida Appeals Court ruled the state's ban on open carry of guns is unconstitutional. A panel of three judges says the ban violates the Second Amendment. Escambia Sheriff's Office says they've made every deputy aware of the decision and have instructed them to act accordingly. Even though the ban is now reversed, it is still illegal to openly carry in sensitive areas like government buildings and schools. Can't do that. Mike Wood, PPD's information officer over there, says all five area law enforcement agencies are no longer enforcing the open carry law.
And I'm sure that we're going to get calls and complaints, and we'll have to address those, you know, each case differently. We'll have to go and explain to people what you can and cannot do.
Absolutely.
You know, business owners can still tell you, you know, not to open carry in their business. They have that right.
Okay, after yesterday's decision, the state AG's office has said they do not plan to file an appeal.
And a popular downtown Pensacola microbrewery closing its doors at the end of the month. Doc's Hops Shop has posted on social media saying they plan to close up shop on September 30th. In a heartfelt social media announcement, the brewery thanked the community for their support over the years. The business was founded in 2022.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
Chapman, who has been light out, to say the least. That is dominant as it gets. 50 straight batters face without a hit.
Back to left center field. That's going to drop down and get to the wall. Langoliers to second base. There's a hit and a big one at that.
On NBC Sports California, Shea Langoliers of the Athletics became the first batter in 51 batters against Red Sox closer Aroldis Chapman to get a hit. Chapman had not allowed any hits since July 23rd. 17 straight appearances, third longest stretch in Major League Baseball history by any pitcher. But Chapman gave up a double to lead off the ninth inning in West Sacramento, and shortly after.
Line drive to left! Butler ices the game, and the A's down the Red Sox!
On NBC Sports California, Lawrence Butler provided the game-winning single for the Athletics, who beat the Red Sox 5-4. Boston still tied for the top two American League wildcard spots with the Yankees, who were clobbered by the Tigers 11-1. The Mariners are within 2.5 games of New York and Boston. Seattle won its fifth game in a row. The Mariners beat the Cardinals in 13 innings, 4-2. Seattle is still one game behind Houston in the AL West. Astros beat the Blue Jays 3-2. Bad news for the San Francisco 49ers, preparing to face the Saints this weekend without their starting quarterback.
Any further sense about whether Brock will be able to play on Sunday?
I think it's a long shot.
Is it possible that Purdy's injury could be a multi-week thing?
That's possible.
And that's the toe, more so than the shoulder?
Yes.
Do you know how the toe injury happened?
Yeah, I think it happened scrambling.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan figures to have Mac Jones at quarterback Sunday at New Orleans against the Saints on Fox. The Niners, already without all-pro tight end George Kittle, placed on injured reserve this week to miss at least 4 games because of a hamstring injury. For more scores, stories, and features, go to foxsports.com. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and your Thursday night football game between the Commanders and Packers will be on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM, or on the absolutely free ESPN Pensacola mobile app. Coverage starting at 6:30. And, Chris, I just want to clear the air here. You and I were talking about the college football game tonight between Wake Forest and NC State. I erroneously said it's on the ACC network. I'm not sure if it is. It may be, but the main coverage is on just ESPN.
I know you told me about this, and I did see the promos running on the ACC network. So,
who knows?
It's a slow. On.
It's a slow night for college football. It could be on both. I'm not sure.
Okay, let me run this down in terms of games tonight, tomorrow night. You can expect high school tonight, Booker T. Washington at Fort Walton Beach. Now, tomorrow's slate, pretty hefty here. The game I'm really concerned about and watching very closely, Tate at Milton.
Yeah, that one's tough.
Both of those teams, 3-0 this season. So this will tell you a lot.
Yeah,
this game on Friday night.
Milton, it was nowhere to go but up for them, and they've struggled in a couple of their games. I think they've won two of their three games by 1 point. If I could be wrong on that, but I know that Tate's going to be a first true test for them.
All right, Scambia, Panama City Bay, Montgomery Catholic versus Pensacola Catholic, Pine Forest, Choctaw, Destin, Pensacola High, Panama City Mosley takes on Navarre, Northview at Central, Walton at West Florida, and Jay against Baker. Isn't the Walton West Florida game the game of the week?
High school football game of the week, yes.
Okay. And that game kicks off at 7, I believe it is.
Yes, it does.
Okay, bye weeks. You're not going to see these teams playing. Pace, Gulf Breeze, UWF in action Saturday up at Penn Air Field on campus. Kickoff at 6. UWF taking on Shorter. And then tonight, as you were just talking about, Austin's college football, NC State, Wake Forest kicking off at 6:30 this evening.
All righty.
Here's today's health news.
Well, I'm going to kind of merge sports and health here. Former NBA player Jason Collins receiving treatment for a brain tumor. Collins' family announced the news in a statement shared by the league. The Brooklyn Nets posted a message of support through their X account. Collins became the first openly gay athlete in one of the four major North American sports leagues in 2013. The Stanford product was drafted in the first round of the 2001 NBA draft by the Houston Rockets before being traded to the then New Jersey Nets.
Well, health issues remain for victims and first responders of the 9/11 attacks. If you don't mind racking 29216 for me.
I got you.
Brand new story just popping in here. Lisa Brady has more about a government program made to assist those individuals in House Call for Health.
Today marks 24 years since the September 11th terror attacks, and many people impacted continue to have health issues. The World Trade Center Health Program is a federal program that assists with medical monitoring and treatment for World Trade Center-related conditions in New York, also from the Pentagon and the crash in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The program was established by Congress with an act named after New York City Police Detective James Zadroga, and it's authorized until the year 2090. It provides no-cost treatment for certified related health conditions, but it doesn't replace primary health insurance. To learn more, go to cdc.gov/WTC/. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
All right. And Detroit, Michigan ranks number one when it comes to challenging places to live with asthma. That's according to a new report from Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, which looked at the 100 largest metro areas in the U.S. and ranked them by how challenging they are to live with the condition. Rochester, New York came in second, followed by Allentown, Pennsylvania, and Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The report used asthma rates, asthma emergency room visits, and asthma-related deaths to compile the rankings.
5:45 on News Radio 92.3. Austin Price is back in here with the weather and look at the local traffic together this afternoon.
Yeah, I got some good news and bad news. The good news is this is typically where we see our traffic issues start to die down. The bad news is that's not what we're seeing tonight. We still got some issues at the intersection of Mobile Highway and Blue Angel Parkway. Also got some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. And we've got the congestion on 9 Mile Road actually worsening if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. There is an accident reported in that area that could be adding to that. We'll keep an eye on that for you. Last major spot's going to be looking like Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for your weather, sitting at around 90 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Sunny, mostly clear over the next several days with 90, a steady high.
Okay, the man who helped law enforcement quickly find the suspect in the second attempt on President Trump's life, of course, that happened last year, testified today in federal court. Jessica Rosenthal was there and has this story on News Radio 92.3.
Tommy McGee told jurors his office is near the Trump International Golf Course, and on the afternoon of September 15th, he heard what sounded like gunfire, then saw a man running out of the bushes near the golf course, that they made eye contact, and the man, who turned out to be Brian Ruth, looked disheveled and frantic. McGee followed him in his vehicle to get a shot of his license plate and then went back and told police and Secret Service what he found. They ended up flying McGee to the scene of the arrest about 40 miles away. On cross-examination, Ruth, who's representing himself, congratulated McGee and called him an American hero, though tried to ask if he was a Trump supporter. McGee said he'd rather not say. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Okay, new inflation data showing an increase in prices. Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
We're seeing an incremental rise now month over month over the past 4 months. Now, the numbers in line with expectations, but the trend just is not a good one. Now, month over month, if you look at the CPI inflation starting in May to June, we actually started to see month over month inflation rise, and it continued to rise month over month, now at 0.4% in the August report. So year over year, we're at 2.9%. So meanwhile, the revisions to the jobs report shows a much weaker jobs market than first thought. So you have this situation where the revisions show the first negative job growth there in June since December of 2020, and the Federal Reserve is in a restrictive territory regarding its rates. Overwhelmingly, the market believes that this will be a 25 basis point cut announced on Wednesday.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Millions of Social Security recipients could see as high as a 2.8% increase to their monthly checks next year, according to new estimates based on the latest inflation data. A 2.8% Social Security cost of living adjustment may go into effect next year, according to an independent Social Security and Medicare policy analyst. Prices consumers pay for a variety of goods and services moved higher than expected last month, the Consumer Price Index posting a seasonally adjusted 0.4% increase for August, placing the annual rate of inflation at 2.9%. Former Verily executive Ryan Sloan is filing a lawsuit against the company alleging it repeatedly covered up HIPAA breaches that affected more than 25,000 patients. On Wall Street, stocks were higher with the three major averages all setting fresh record highs. Crude oil futures for October are above $62 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Tech companies facing a federal probe over AI chatbots acting as companions, and how they teach young users to be extra loving. If that's a nice, polite way of putting it. Christian Goodwin has the story.
The Federal Trade Commission issuing orders to seven companies, including Meta, OpenAI, Alphabet, and Snap, asking for more information on how these platforms measure, test, and monitor potentially negative impacts of AI-powered chatbots on children and teens. The agency says chatbots use generative artificial intelligence technology to simulate human-like communication and interpersonal relationships with users, designed to communicate like a friend, which may prompt some users to trust and form relationships with the tech. Officials say protecting kids online is a top priority, noting they are looking to understand what steps, if any, companies have taken to evaluate the safety of these chatbots and help users and parents better understand the risks. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And Paramount Skydance reportedly preparing a bid to acquire Warner Bros. Discovery. The Wall Street Journal reports the bid is backed by the Ellison family and will consist mostly of cash. The offer would cover WBD's entire business, including its cable TV channels and film studio. This move follows Warner Bros. Discovery's plan to split into one division for legacy cable and another for streaming and studios. David Ellison, CEO of Skydance and son of tech billionaire Larry Ellison, recently completed a merger with Paramount.
5:49 afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. The House passed that massive defense policy bill today. Here's the latest from Ryan Schmeltz.
The National Defense Authorization Act passing in a mostly party-line vote, with 17 Democrats voting for it and four Republicans voting against it. The NDAA greenlights nearly $900 billion in military spending, with Republican Tom Barrett touting an amendment he says would improve collision avoidance technology between military and civilian aircrafts.
We're going to begin the process of upgrading our military fleet to account for that.
Democrats had issues with what they considered culture war amendments, like one that would prevent the Pentagon's health insurance from covering transgender services. The House and Senate will need to reach a compromise on their respective bills before sending it to President Trump's desk. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And over 3,000 St. Louis area Boeing employees on strike could be headed back to work. The International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers has reached a tentative agreement with Boeing to end a strike that started in early August. Union officials say the five-year deal includes improved wages and restores a signing bonus. Union members will vote on the contract tomorrow.
This isn't good. Unemployment for young Americans is on the rise. Lauren Simonetti is all over this story.
The jobless rate for 16 to 24-year-olds is 10.5%, 10.5. That's more than double the overall unemployment rate in the country, which is 4.3%. The question is, why? AI could be taking some entry-level jobs that younger people would get. Companies in general cutting back on their staff. More demand for skilled workers or talented workers, more experience. And the worry is that if you disillusion a new generation of workers, you ultimately could have a lost generation.
Okay, Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy looks to make changes to air traffic amid a spike in near collisions and a couple of catastrophic crashes between aircrafts. Connor Hansen has this report.
CEOs of major airlines were seen in Washington leaving a meeting with Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy. Reportedly on the agenda, the government's $12.5 billion plan to improve the nation's antiquated air traffic control system. Duffy is asking Congress to add another $19 billion. The push for more investment comes after high-profile problems this year, like the crash of a commercial plane and a military helicopter in Washington, D.C. Last week, Secretary Duffy said 2,000 air traffic controllers will be hired this year. But despite the added investment, some Democrats say they're still concerned about federal funding cuts. Connor Hansen, Fox News.
All righty, 5:52 here. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with one final check of your roads and weather. Hopefully one that is easier going than what we've had so far this afternoon. And some pop culture notes, some more frivolous headlines to ease you into the end of this 5 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Proclaimed Patriot Day by President George W. Bush, September 11th is a day to remember those who lost their lives in those devastating attacks, but it's also a day to remember the first responders, the patriots, who rushed to the aid of their fellow Americans. September 11th reminds us that evil exists, but it also teaches us that goodness can prevail. Those first responders in New York City reacted selflessly, and many of them gave their lives for the sake of others. Their actions remind me of the greatest sacrifice in human history, which was when Jesus of Nazareth willingly laid down his life to offer a remedy for a sin-sick world. If you don't know Christ as your Savior, I urge you to confess your sin and trust Jesus today. And if you'll do that, the goodness of Christ will triumph over the wickedness of your sinful soul. So trust Christ today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 gets your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
To pay the rent, to pay our share, the time has come.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Let's give it back. 5:55. Okay, heads up, Pensacola. I waited for that. Boom, boom, boom. Hope you're having a great afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. Austin Price looking at that weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, we've got a lot of our congestion issues starting to break up, so that's some good news. The last spot where we've really got some unrelenting backups is 9 Mile Road, traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. We did have an accident near that intersection, so be on the lookout for that. Outside of that, though, there's not much that should be holding you up for hopefully too much longer. As for your weather, 90 degrees, low of 72 tonight. It was sunny, mostly clear today. That's how it's going to be for the next several days, with highs sitting at that steady 90.
Here's today's pop culture news.
The frontrunner in the race for mayor of New York, sit down and listen to this one, wants to make World Cup soccer matches more affordable.
I can get behind that.
I can too, absolutely. Tom Rigotti has an explanation for us.
He has a goal in mind. New York Democratic Socialist candidate for mayor Zoran Mamdani is calling on soccer's global governing body to make it cheaper for New Yorkers to attend the World Cup. Mamdani is demanding FIFA reverse its variable pricing plan for next year's tournament, likening it to price gouging. He wants 15% of tickets to be set aside at discounted prices for residents. The tournament will be played across 16 cities in North America. For now, tickets will start at $60 for group stage matches and increase to over $6,700 for the final, which will be at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey near New York. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
And, of course, we are a very celebratory society. Any anniversaries or notable dates, notable weeks, whatever, we like to recognize. And this one is no exception. Fat Bear Week, just around the corner.
I love it.
The polls will open next week for the annual bracket-style competition to crown the chunkiest bear at Alaska's Katmai National Park and Preserve. The annual Fat Bear Week contest relies on public votes to determine which brown bear in the national park has put on the most weight ahead of winter hibernation. Last year, 2023 champion chunkster Grazer once again claimed the title of Alaska's fattest bear. He likes to eat.
That's all right. He can do whatever. You.
Who am I to judge?
Or to confront him about what he's eating. Cut off the eating there, you know? He'll eat your head off, probably. Hey, the Academy Museum is extending its partnership with Steven Spielberg.
Oh, okay.
Michelle Polino is in with the story.
The Academy Museum is announcing a full retrospective on the iconic director Steven Spielberg, set to open in 2028. The news came as the museum unveiled Jaws, the exhibition, a sprawling tribute to the film's 50th anniversary. The show runs Monday through July 26, and it showcases hundreds of props, posters, scripts, and interactive experiences, including a miniature keyboard to play John Williams' two-note score and a recreation of the famous Dolly Zoom. Spielberg spoke at the preview, recalling the chaos of shooting Jaws in 1974. The upcoming Spielberg retrospective is expected to cover his creative process and career milestones. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Okay, the man who killed John Lennon outside his New York City apartment has been denied parole again. Lisa Lacerra is in New York City with the details.
The gunman appeared before a parole board in New York on August 27th. The decision to deny his parole for the 14th time was recently posted online by the Department of Corrections and Community Supervision. John Lennon was shot to death the night of December 8th, 1980, as he was returning home after a recording session. Earlier, he had signed an autograph for the killer on a copy of his just-released album Double Fantasy. He was arrested within minutes and is serving 20 years to life at Greenhaven Correctional Facility, north of New York City. His next parole hearing is in February 2027. In New York, Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
And Comedy Central pulling a recent South Park episode that made fun of Charlie Kirk. The animated series premiered an episode on August 6th, which included a character aimed at mimicking the conservative commentator. Now, in the wake of Kirk's death, Comedy Central has decided not to air reruns, but it is still available on stream on Paramount Plus. Despite the episode appearing to poke fun at Kirk, though, he brushed off the parody when asked about it during an interview and said, quote, "We as conservatives need to be able to take a joke. We shouldn't take ourselves so seriously."
Okay, this just popping in. The U.S. Naval Academy is on lockdown this afternoon. We'll have more on this story as it comes in to our studios. But again, U.S. Naval Academy is on lockdown. This is News Radio 92.3.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.